The Letní Letná Festival of New Circus is back and well underway in the Czech capital. One of the headlining acts this year is Limbo, a production which has gotten rave reviews, which was reportedly seen by Madonna twice, and not surprisingly, which has sold out. I was lucky to meet up this week in the Spiegel tent with troupe member Mikhail Bress, who told me all about the show, which has been described as heaven can wait. This is one hell of a party.
Hello, I'm Mikhail Bress. I'm a French performer, and in this show, I'm doing an act. It's a Chinese pole act. It's like a big pole, 6 meter pole, and I'm flying around, jumping around, and falling around, but not on the floor. I catch myself just before the floor, and then I'm doing some music, beatbox, guitar, some dancing, some clowning around. Yeah.
I've read also about a certain feather.
So the feather. It was an improvisation at the beginning of the show, and I was doing my act normal, and then when I arrived on the top of the pole, I saw a feather stuck in the tent, and I decided to drop it, and then the effect was like immediate, so people liked it, and the director was like, keep the feather, and so now I keep the feather, and it's really nice.
And just to describe it for people who haven't seen the show, basically you let it go from the top of the pole, and then...
Yeah, and then so I'm on top, I'm really on the top, I drop the feather, and then when it's halfway off the pole, I slide down, and I catch the feather just before it touched the floor.
Mm-hmm. And super fast.
Yeah, I slide super fast, and sometimes when I go too fast, the air that my body moves makes the feather like flew around, so it's a bit tricky, and I manage to catch it anyway.
So this production has been on for some time. It premiered one of the French festivals. This is an intense show, isn't it? I mean, it's almost an understatement to say that this production has a lot of physicality and a lot of ongoing performance.
Yeah, this show, we created this show almost 4 years ago in Australia, and we did the premiere in Adelaide, the big fringe, the Garden of Unearthly Delight. And yeah, it's like, it's something to do this show because it's like... going around, running around, it's really full on, but it's so nice to do and to have the audience really close to the stage and to have them really close. You can see their eyes when they are frightened, happy, or even sometimes they are sad, because there is some touching moment in the show. And but it's all this mix of emotions makes the Limbo, I think, special, because we all do everything and makes everything really, really nice to see. Mm-hmm. And it's a really incredible cast, like full of talents. But it's something, yeah. Tiring.
And the music is live as well.
Yeah, the music is live. There is three magnificent musicians, two Australian and one from Berlin. Yeah, there is a particularity in this music. It's because there is one of the instruments, it's called the polimba. It's Mixtuart who created it. It's like 15 kalimba. It's the African little percussion with a lot of steel metal thing. And you do like ding, 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 ding. And he has like 15 of them. And he creates all this panel of sound, and it's unbelievable. And the music was created by Skip Shirey. He's from New York, so he's a mix. All the music is a mix in between hip hop, jazz, funk, vibe, trip hop. It's really nice combination of sound. Mm-hmm. I wrote a song for the show. It's one of the moment of the show. It's like a funny striptease in the middle of the stage, and I did wrote a song for this to illustrate this piece, this little moment, and it's in French, but it's a nice images, and it's a love story.
Since you mentioned the striptease, this is also a show which has been called very sexy, also an adult cabaret. So for someone who hasn't seen it yet, how sexy is it?
So it's a nice sexy. It's not erotic. It's not vulgar. It's really like really with a nice touch. The two girls are really extremely beautiful, and two different style. One tall blonde, one small brunette, and it's close to burlesque, but there is no naked part. It's totally manageable for everybody. Not that. Young children, but there is frightened things that the girls do. So there is a beautiful mix in between her and boys. We are circus make body fit. So yeah, we finish topless, but it's okay. It's on point. Mm-hmm. For the show.
And I expect also the heat must be quite intense here during the show as well, simply because you have a huge crowd, but there's also fire, there's elements of fire, which I saw.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it gets, and of course, the constant physical activity in many of the scenes. To talk about the name Limbo, of course, the kind of tagline for this show is the best party between heaven and hell. Limbo brings to mind purgatory. Is that what it is? Are the characters in this piece stuck in a kind of purgatory?
Yeah. It's the state in between heaven and hell. Yes, when you are in the purgatory, you put the feather on the scale, and if it's too heavy, you go to hell, and if it's light enough, you go to heaven. So that's the point. Like really warm pieces in this show, and you can make your own story through the show. You can follow who you want as a character, and then you will prefer one of us. And yes, it's in between this in-between state, really dark, really funny suddenly, and it's going to be more intimate. And it's the feeling that all the show create in our bodies. I think if I was looking at Limbo as an audience member, I think I would be like that, like amazed by the, but what's happening, and being like, oh, what it is? is it? And then after all, everything finished good, and it's a big party.
I read that it's set, or it was inspired by the 1920s. To what degree is it inspired by the 1920s? Is it in terms of some of the costumes, or the set directions, or the overall feeling of like a cabaret, a bit of burlesque?
Yeah, yes, it's definitely that. It's cabaret, burlesque, and then in this beautiful tent, which is now the Magic Mirror, or I don't know what the name is, but it's mainly a Magic Mirror, a Spiegel tent, and the mood, what it's created in that, it's like velvet and wood and mirrors, and I think for me, in this kind of tent, it can be contemporary. So it's like the style came from the music, so old hip-hop, old funk, old swing, jazz, so everything goes with this mood of being like 1920, and it's really nice to have this jacket and this shirt, and I think this style fit really well, and it's kind of a difference.
Actually, a mix.
It's a mix, and I love this. Anyway, I love this style, and even when I outside of the show, I sometimes dress like that with a little vest and shirt and high pants, and I really like this. And it gives this impulse to the show and beautiful style.
You're one of the main headliners at this year's Letnia. There aren't very many tickets left. I was looking to see what was left, and most of it sold out. Here and there, maybe a couple of seats. A ballpark figure, how many shows do you perform a year, or how many times do you do Limbo each year?
So the thing is, I know exactly, because with Mick, the drummer, Mick Stewart, we are counting the shows. So when we did the first one here in Prague, it was our 700 shows. So now, tonight, exactly, it's 703.
That's amazing to me. How do you find the atmosphere here in particular? Letnia has become like a major fixture in Prague for New Circus. It has its fan base here, and people come from all over. So how have you found Prague so far?
Oh, I think this, to be in this park, the tent here, it's so wonderful to have all these chapiteaux all around, create like really a great atmosphere. The bars in front, the food trucks it's really nice, and there's nothing to envy to other festival in other country, because it takes the same mood, and it's really lovely to talk with the audience after the show, and it's really cool. Yeah, you should definitely come and wait for us after the show, because we like that, to have feedback. And if you didn't like, if you like it, or whatever, talk with us. And don't be shy, because sometimes people are like, oh, I thought I could have talked to you, but I'm a bit impressed. No, don't be impressed, I'm human. I'm just doing a bit some stuff on stage, and the other as well, but we're going to be, you're going to be welcome to come and talk with us and having a drink and whatever, dance and...
Well, that sounds perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.